Jim Amaral, Bates College class of 1980, founded and runs what may be Maine's best-known source of handcrafted breads. His company, Borealis Breads, is known for such tasty and wholesome sourdough products as Aroostook wheat, multigrain, French peasant, and Portuguese corn. The company has bakeries in the towns of Wells and Walderboro, and will open a cafe and bakery in Maine's largest city, Portland, in December 2008. During a visit one Friday morning in August 2008, the Wells Bakery was surprisingly quiet, but it was the calm before the storm.
We can have as many as 2,500, 2,600 breads coming out of the bakery on a Friday night. Both here and in Walderboro would be the same. You know, they'd be doing 2,000 to 2,500 breads on a busy night in the summer as well. A fact that just blows me away is that, you know, we've been in business 15 years and we've produced well over 10 million loaves of locally produced artisan sourdough breads, you know, primarily for distribution in the state of Maine. So it's quite an achievement. And then we have a very large steam-injected deck oven that was brought over from France that we can bake about, oh, probably 250 loaves at a time. And it has four decks, and each deck has three doors. So when you're working that oven, it's like you're working 12 different ovens at a time. You got to keep track of what's in each each of those bays, as we call them. The thing about our breads and baking in that oven, we're baking on the hearth all the time, so we're not doing pan breads. And the shaping of the breads is critically important, because when you're working on the bench, you've got to get the tension into the dough without marring the outside of it. You've got to make it nice and tight so that the bread's going to hold its shape. So it's, experience, expertise, a lot of practice that goes into making, at every step of the process, to making a really nice-looking loaf of bread. And as we train new people, the good thing is to say, you know, this is the type of job where if you don't like doing things over and over, don't take it, because, you know, you're going to be making the same breads day in and day out. And, as you're learning to shape breads, for example, once you've done it 10,000 or 20,000 times, you'll have it down pat. Bread-making process starts at 3:30 in the morning when the mixing starts. The shapers are going to come in around noontime. They'll work shape breads until 5 or 6 at night, and then the bakers are in to start baking at about 4:30 in the afternoon and baking till about 10 or 11 at night. Drivers come in around midnight, start packing orders, and they're out the door by 2:30 in the morning. And then we start all over again. So it's pretty much 24 hours a day. There's somebody on the clock that's doing something to prepare, you know, for production. We try to create a workspace where people can see the production going on. So they walk into our retail store, they get a sense that this is where it's being made. You know, it's not just being shipped in from somewhere else. They walk in, they see the ovens, they'll see production going on at different times of the day. And it adds to that experience, in terms of getting a sense about what bread production's all about.
It's not just appearing as if by magic.
No, it's not like a bakery where it's just a nice display, but you don't really see, you know, don't see the flour everywhere. You don't see people working. You know, in this day when there's, you know, we tend to sit in front of computers and, emphasis on high tech and everything. You know, I think it's really important to sort of honor and recognize the fact that we still have a lot of people who are doing, manual labor, creating wonderful products for us, and that they're producing as much value in the type of work that they do as somebody else who might be, you know, doing that work in front of the computer and what have you. And some, you know, when you're talking about food, sometimes we forget that. We've got a big bank of glass windows in the front, and a hardware store next to us in a little plaza. But everybody who drives by on Route 1 or pulls into the parking lot can see this is a bakery and we're all about bread. And it's really neat at night because, it's dark, we're lit up in here, and you can, one of the things, it's really obvious. You got people pulling bread out of the oven. People pull up, you know, the store is closed, but they just pull up, sit in their cars, and watch us work. And you know, it is fun. I mean, we're putting on bread theater, so to speak.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.